Blog Talk Radio.
Keisha has worked in the corporate world for over 15 years, and she is a licensed spiritual life coach and workshop leader. She believes we are all spiritual beings with unlimited potential, and she is here to inspire you to be confident and help you unlock your true potential. Keisha is also a licensed angel therapist, certified by Doreen Virtue, PhD. She enjoys teaching and helping you connect with your angels and reminding you that you are never alone. Visit Keisha's website at www.birthofangels.com and her Facebook page, www.facebook.com/birthofangels.
Hi everyone, good night, and welcome to my radio show, The Power of Love 888. I'm Keisha, your host, and I'm so excited to be back with you after taking the summer off to spend it with my family and my son. Thank you for joining my show live, and if you are listening to this replay, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. I've created this show for you, so feel free to call in for advice, guidance, and if you need clarity on a situation or if you need me to listen to you, I'm here for you as well. So I can't believe that September is pretty much over now. The month went by fairly quickly, and we just went through our equinox. So we're now in we're heading into fall, autumn, which is a beautiful time of the year. And so I just wanted to share with you something to think about as we move into the month of October. There's a book called Pocket Full of Miracles by Joan Borisenko, one of my spiritual teachers. And so for every month she has a theme, and it just kind of puts things into perspective as to what you can focus on for the month from a spiritual perspective. And it's called, the month is called Taking Stock. October is a month of introspection and retrospection, of taking stock. The leaves are falling, the light is fading. Death is a reminder that this life is limited and precious. Are you using it well? Are you happy? Have you discovered the development of loving kindness? We will consider several moral conundrums together this month. Whether it's not so easy to see who wears the white hats and who wears the black hats, we will think deeply about our values, our ships, our motivation, and our mindsets. We will take responsibility for living our voices of the ones as they blow a wind that whistles through the naked. In the fading light of fall, we begin the annual journey to the underworld. The medicine will open to the western gate. We realize our time is late. Death, our ally and teacher, bringing us to face with the results of our choices and having the intention to make kindness our primary virtue. So this thing for the month of October coming up is so fitting with my for tonight, which is going to be focused on forgiveness. So we want to think about that, like that everything is tying. Student and teacher of life, and so I'm here to share and teach you. I'm a life coach and angel therapist. I'm an author. I'm in the process of completing my first book, and my website is birthofangels.com, or you can join me on Facebook community at facebook.com/birthofangels, and feel free to like my page and share it with your friends and family that might need information. And you can follow me on twitter.com. /birthofangels. The call-in number is 347-850-8743. So feel free to call in if you have a question or if you need guidance in any area. So as I mentioned before, the reason I created this blog talk radio show is because it gets me to create the platform for me to teach and share and just be of service to others in terms of trying to inspire you. Help you to go through any healing process that you need to go through in order to remove any blocks, as well as inspiring you to be confident and reach your true potential and go after your life purpose and make a difference in the world. Today's topic is on why we should forgive. This is an important topic and it's not one to be taken lightly. It is one of my favorite topics and it's really, really, I guess, it's really connected to my heart and to my heart center, because for me, this is one of my lessons that I've learned here on earth so far, where I've done my deepest growth and learning as a human being here on earth. Just, it really helps to put me to the test to see how can I, as I go through challenges in life, how can I choose the path of forgiveness. So if you are open to the spiritual perspective on forgiveness and are willing to change your thoughts and beliefs about how you handle different situations in your life, such as betrayal by a good friend, by your husband, your wife, your partner, your coworker, anyone who has hurt you in some way, if you're going through a challenging divorce, which I know all about, we could probably do a whole show on that alone, but I guess we'll leave that for another time. It's best to use the language and art of forgiveness. And I'll try to show you a little bit of that and why that's important to consider. By choosing the path of forgiveness, it will bring you inner peace, greater blessings, and miracles. You know, how many of you out there are struggling with letting go of a situation that has happened in the past? You just can't seem to forgive the person or the people, or something that happened at work, could be your company, a coworker, you know, and it's preventing you from moving forward in your life. So, you know, feel free to call in and discuss and share your thoughts and opinions, or even share your opinions and thoughts on my Facebook page. That's not a problem. Again, the call-in number is 347-850-8743. And here's a quote that I came up with. It says, "Let thy forgiveness be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy forgiveness." And then I also, you know, went to the Bible and pulled a quote on forgiveness from Romans 8, verses 33. And it says, "Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? Will God? No. He is the one who has forgiven us and given us right standing with himself." The great discovery of the new insight in truth is that consciousness is the key to all things which happen to us. So, you know, can you consciously process and be more forgiving in your life? More work in this area if we haven't already started. You know, maybe some of us are out there, you know, we're not speaking to our mom or dad. We're not speaking to a brother, a sister, a longtime friend, you know, an uncle, an aunt, for, you know, for various reasons. But it's just, in the end, it's just sucking energy from you that's not really serving any higher purpose. And even though you may think that you've kind of gotten over it just by pushing it to the side, or like, you know, just pretending it's not there, you haven't really actually moved it out. And sometimes, you know, you may want to get that promotion at work, or you may want to, you know, buy some kind of item. Maybe you want to buy a new house or a new car, or you're going after something, but you just can't seem to make that connection and realize some of your dreams. And that's because there's certain parts of your energy that are being held back by holding on to some of these past hurts. So it's just, being aware and taking the time to think about that and figure out how can you peel off the layers of the onion to get to the root cause of what might be preventing you and causing blocks from you moving forward in your life in the way that you would like. So I have also broken down the word forgive into an acronym, because I feel that this allows to put a deeper meaning behind the word and remind us how we can take action using the word in a deeper way. Think about how you can apply these words as you work on your path of forgiveness. So the word forgive, I came up with freedom for F. And why I chose freedom is because when we hold on to anger and resentment from a betrayal, a hurt, you know, any kind of challenging situation that we've been through, we're actually locking ourselves in prison, mentally, physically. We just don't realize it sometimes. But so I say that when you decide and choose to take the path of forgiveness, you set yourself free. For all, I came up with have an open mind. So having an open mind means that you're willing to listen to different sides of the story. You're willing to consider your story, the other person's story. You're willing to see the other person's perspective, see the situation from their eyes and from their heart center. So I think having an open mind really helps us to go a long way here on planet Earth with all the challenges that we sometimes have to go through. And then for R, I came up with release, rethink, review. So, you know, release and let go of anything that's no longer serving us. So holding on to, if you know that you're holding on to any anger, resentment about a particular situation, it may be, like I said, a year, it could be 5 years, it could be 20, you know, it could be like half your lifetime. You may want to just think about how you can go about releasing some of that. Rethink a situation. What did you learn from it? How can you yourself be do something differently? And also review, like review it and say with an open mind, and you know, take accountability and responsibility for your part of that particular story, situation, and challenge. And then for G, I came up with give. You know, basically, you know, we want to give out the energy that we want to receive. So just be aware of the energy that you're giving out. Like when you give out, you know, when anger is coming at you and you give out anger back in return, it's just going to fuel a deeper fire and deepen the situation in a more negative way. So you want to, it's not always easy, but you want to really just, sometimes when you want to react in a negative way to with that negative energy coming at you, you just want to, you know, say in the moment, Holy Spirit, please help me, God, my angels, you know, whoever that higher power is for you that you can relate to, that resonates with you, the universe, just take a deep breath and say, can you please help me see the situation in a different light? What am I supposed to learn, right? You know, take a spiritual viewpoint on it rather than just that human ego reaction. And then for I came up with infinite being. So, you know, we are human beings having a spiritual experience, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and we're infinite. You know, we're spirit, we're really spirits. And that makes us quite special. And, you know, the reason why we're really here is on Earth is it's really more about love. Yes, we do have different things happening around us that are challenging. We have wars. We have people doing things that are not right. And there is anger out there. But I'm just saying that, you know, for you to tap into, if each of us tapped into our heart center on a deeper level and choose a path of forgiveness, you know, it's going to just trickle, one person at a time will trickle that energy throughout the world and, you know, help to make the world a better place. And that's happening slowly. But just, you know, it's just us being willing to see a different viewpoint and maybe try something different that has been working for thousands of years with our, you know, ancestors and people who have passed on, who did have a spiritual viewpoint on life and did apply the spiritual laws of the universe. And then for V, I came up with virtuous. So, you know, just trying to be as morally good as possible and trying to, whatever action you take may be for the good, you know, for everyone's highest good involved in the situation or the challenge. And then for E, I came up with ego. So we want to be able to manage and communicate with our egos. And that's going to be important, because as you try to let go of any past hurts and anything, and we'll cover that in a minute, but your ego will want to step in to have a word with you. And so now I'm just going to share a passage from called Divine Forgiveness, from the book called The Science of Mind by Dr. Ernest Holmes. He's one of my spiritual teachers that I kind of read, and I've learned a lot from him on spiritual philosophy around different things: forgiveness, love, abundance, and just applying an abundant mindset and all that stuff. So it's a really, really great book. So just listen to this passage. Jesus says that we should forgive until 77 times 7. This is coming from Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22. This is but another way of saying that forgiveness is eternal and ever available. What a load is dropped from the shoulders of personal responsibility when we realize that the eternal mind holds naught against anyone. But to those who feel that this is unfair, it will be a hard thing. What says one, or not, my virtues to be rewarded above those who have none? O foolish one and blind, what do you know about virtue? Has your life always been beyond a reproach? Have you never fallen short of divine calling? Who are you to point the finger of scorn at your brother? Excuse me. The man who feels self-righteousness rise from his petty virtues lives a life of self-delusion. Know this, virtue does not come that is virtuous. Virtue does not know that it is virtuous, and it could know, it would immediately become vicious. Virtue is sweet as the morning dew, soft as the evening star, and brilliant as the noonday sun. Could the dew tell why it is sweet, the star say why its light is so soft, or the sun say why it shines? When we learn to put away our petty virtues with our petty vices, then shall we see clearly not what either virtue or vice is, but what truth is. The mind which condemns understands not the truth of being. And the heart which would shut the door of its bosom to one who is mistaken strangles its own life, closing its eyes to a greater vision. The best life is the one which includes the most. Note that we foster vice or place a premium upon wrongdoing. But that we understand the frailties of human nature and don't overlook much. Him who loves much, much is forgiven. That's a beautiful passage. So, you know, at the end of the day, we got disconnected. My Skype connection got disconnected. So that was a beautiful passage. So, you know, when we forgive, it sets us free and brings us into being peace. This helps us to align and balance our inner and outer self, your mind, body, spirit, and soul connection. We have a choice. We can choose to forgive the person that hurts us, betrays us, or we can choose to lock ourselves in prison by staying angry and resentful, which turns into a heavy load to carry. So I'm just going to take a musical break here. This is Devotion by Eleoa. Enjoy some soft angelic music. Okay, hope you enjoyed that soft, angelic music. So, you know, I'm not trying to say that it's easy to forgive certain situations that were really, really challenging, such as, you know, maybe it's abuse or you watched your mom and dad go through some things that, you know, either one may have done something to the other one for a long time, and you just haven't been able to kind of forgive either your mom or your dad for what they've done. You know, again, it could be, like I said, going through a divorce situation with your ex-husband or your ex-wife, and they made it quite challenging. But you have to be willing to try to heal from the situation and let it go. You need to work with a coach or a psychologist or psychiatrist, depending on the situation. You know, find a way and make an effort to free yourself and make a positive shift. Like for me, I will share my story on consciously choosing the path of forgiveness with you. It started over 5 years ago with when I decided to end my marriage. And this was a period of deep spiritual learning and growth for me. Like I said before, you know, I had to use my spiritual practice. And for me, Jesus is my go-to guy. So, you know, I use the story of him, and I still do, to guide me and to help me make a wise decision to choose the path of forgiveness and what I like to call choosing the higher road in dark times, you know, in challenging times. Just, you know, sending love and light to the situation and to the person that may be putting you through that challenging time, you know, especially with a divorce. Like if you have kids, like for me, I have a son, so, you know, then it gets a little bit even more challenging once you have a child and you're trying to work out visitation and all this stuff. And one parent may not want, you know, the other parent to see the child and stuff like that. So, you know, trying to find forgiveness in an ongoing situation can be a challenge. But I can tell you that if you make an effort and you stick to the love and the light, and just send blessings to the situation, to the person, it will work out in your favor in the end. The light will prevail and the darkness will fade and go away. So, you know, feel free to write me or call in and just let me know what forgiveness means to you. If, you know, you can send me an email at keisha@birthofangels.com if there's something that you need guidance on or and you'd like to shift out. You know, things to think about and as you listen to after you listen to the show is, how do you practice forgiveness in your life today, and are you being held back by not forgiving? And now I just want to share a quote with you from the Dalai Lama on forgiveness. And the Dalai Lama says, when we are able to recognize and forgive ignorant actions done in one's past, we strengthen ourselves and can solve the problems of the present constructively. Anger cannot be overcome by anger. If a person shows anger to you and you show anger in return, the result is a disaster. In contrast, if you control your anger and show its opposite, love, compassion, tolerance, and patience, then not only will you remain in peace, but the anger of others will also gradually diminish. That's what I was talking about before when I said that, you know, the light will prevail. If you keep sending out negative energy from the negative energy that you're receiving, you're just going to stay in that. It's going to be like a tornado, and it's just not going to, your life won't get any better, you know, for you or for any other parties involved. Sometimes you have to decide to take that high road of, you know, that's filled with love and light. In order to diminish that darkness, because it will. But if both parties or the group or decide to just come at each other with anger and resentment and arguing all the time, it just won't get any better, and your life will be miserable. And I'm sure some of you can, you know, relate to that. So it is important to know that you're starting to take more action in your self-development path, and you make an effort to let go of old hurts and upsetting or challenging situation, your ego will start to chime in because it notices that you're trying to move from move on from past experiences. Just be aware of it and have a loving conversation with your ego, saying that you're now ready and willing to let go of this situation from the past and you want to set yourself free. And be more at peace in yourself. You're starting to make some changes by releasing the old, and there's nothing for you to fear. Then just affirm to yourself, safe, I am willing to forgive, you know, X, Y, and Z, the situation, the person. I am free, all is well. And you may want to, you know, just write that down as you're trying to process this for like 40 days. And, you know, maybe write a letter to the person that you, if you can't speak to them directly, write a letter to the person and just get everything out, expressing how you feel and your emotions, and that you're willing to forgive them for the hurt that they caused you and betrayed you. So you don't physically have to give that letter to them, but you're actually, by writing that letter, you're actually sending that energy out. And it's going to help you to heal by letting go of the past hurt that you're trying to let go of. So my next show will be on Tuesday, October the 27th. So you can get all the, you'll get all the information on my website to the time. Just wanted to announce that. Now I'm just going to share a short section on forgiveness. Hi, sorry, we seem to be having an issue with my Skype connection. We lost connection twice, so I apologize for that, but I guess it's technology doing its thing, so we just acknowledge it and move on. So I was saying that we're going to cover the 8 virtues of forgiveness, and this is an excerpt from my upcoming book. And Indira Gandhi says, forgiveness is a virtue of the brave. And yeah, and I would definitely agree with that quote. You have to have a lot of courage and strength to choose the path of forgiveness. How does forgiveness foster virtues? Virtues offer us a fulfilling, enlightened life. They free us from all pain. There's nothing that can be resolved through understanding, patience, and wisdom. Forgiving offers a new purpose because it redirects our attention to more positive outlets. It instills peace in our hearts and order in our lives. We feel satisfied by our recent enlightenment and capacity to detach. These virtues are gifted by practicing forgiveness, and they work like miracles towards an infinitely joyful life. Once you choose to live out the path of forgiveness, your life will flow more freely, be filled with infinite blessings, and you will experience continuous miracles. You will find the key to having a miraculous life with all that you dreamed of. Now that your heart is free of resentment and haunting memories from the past, you can gather the secrets to manifesting these blessings into everyday life. Your life shifts into a new direction and is clear. Forgiveness comes with gifts in hand, but how do you open the gates to allow life to flow more freely and actually manifest these forgiving gifts? We learn invaluable lessons from walking the road of forgiveness. Great joys await us when we choose to pardon. To what blessings can we expect to receive from forgiving? Here are the 8 virtues with which forgiveness gives us freedom, understanding, patience, peace, and wisdom, satisfaction, order, and new purpose. So I'm just going to take a look at these more closely. With freedom, we have discussed the freeing effects of forgiveness, but the extent to which forgiveness sets us free is much better felt than explained. To best put it, forgiving means escaping a mental and emotional cage. By forgiving, it helps us to remove any blocks we're currently experiencing and prevents us from being stagnant. It gets our energy flowing towards the intentions and desires we have for our life. For example, a glass breaks. Are you going to stand there for hours crying that you broke the glass? Or are you going to clean up the mess and put it in the garbage and move on with your day? Do you want to waste your beautiful energy on the broken glass? Or would you rather accept that the glass broke to shift and change the energy in that place and see that it served a purpose in that moment, and then get your energy flowing on to do more productive things or block the flow by sitting with a broken glass. We have choices on how we want to live our lives and our energy and use our energy, so you have to decide. Understanding. When we forgive, we begin to understand the way things work on a larger scale. As a Roman poet Virgil said, "Happy is he who has been able to learn the causes of things." How do we come to an understanding? This can be a challenge. We have just been hurt, betrayed, abused. However, we need to move past the experience and find a way to move through this challenging experience and emotions. One of the methods I've used and found it quite helpful in creating an understanding is putting myself in the other person's shoes. See the situation from their eyes. It starts to soften our hearts and create an understanding around why they did what they did. So, for example, in my case, with my divorce, I wanted a divorce. So I can see that, you know, my ex-husband would get angry because he did not want to lose me. Therefore, I can be more understanding in terms of why he would be angry. Also, when we understand that they are acting out from an illusionary world or from a place of fear, we know that they are not acting from their spirit self, their higher self. It is their wounded ego that is playing out these acts that hurt us. An example of understanding helps on the path of forgiveness can be seen in this movie called The Water Diviner, directed by Russell Crowe, played as Joshua Connor. So this is a great movie if you haven't seen it. Joshua goes back to Turkey to find his three sons, and three important things happen here. After the war, Major Hassan, a Turkish officer, helps the Australian New Zealand Army Corps called ANZACS in finding bodies for the mass burial detail. The second thing is that he convinces the ANZAC captain to help Joshua find his sons. And third, in the end, Joshua saves Major Hassan's life when they come in contact with the Greek soldiers invading Turkey. Now, here we have enemies that are at war, working together to help one another through their compassionate actions. Why did Major Hassan do this? He simply put himself in Joshua's shoes as a father, looking for his three sons, and his heart, not his mind, made him convince the ANZAC captain, who is from the same side country as Joshua, that they should help him. A friendship grew between Joshua and Major Hassan, and ultimately, despite the war between their countries, they put aside and chose a peaceful path in order to bring closure for a father. So, you know, that's just an example in terms of how, you know, even in a group situation, whether it be the army or associations or, you know, a group fighting for a cause, you know, how we can kind of remove the barriers, even from different places, a different culture, removing all of that and just getting down onto that spiritual being side and expressing love and compassion in order to bring about a greater change in the world, or you know, or to help somebody, you know, where they need help. And then the next one is satisfaction. We're satisfied when we're forgiven. Satisfied with ourselves and even the other person. We no longer need anything from them because we have truly moved on. There lies unparalleled satisfaction in not caring anymore about the person, the incident, or relationship that ended. A new day is dawn when you see that by choosing the miraculous path of forgiveness, you witness how your life changes for the better. Things that you always wanted come to you. You start meaningful, beautiful life experiences. You're in the flow of life, and the universe is constantly knocking at your door with goodies. People from your human family treat you with love and respect and give so much to you. This is evidence that the law of forgiveness is definitely one to be willing to explore. And I can say this is totally true because I can relate to this. This has happened to me. I experienced that as well. And then the next one is order. Forgiveness restores order in our lives. It allows us to focus on our thoughts and energy in a new, more positive direction. We settle into a new routine of life that's not tainted with anger, despair, confusion, or resentment. The natural balance of things returns, and your body, mind, spirit, and soul are aligned. Your life starts to move with a nice flow, like that of the water flowing in a river. And then the last one is new purpose. Once we've detached and healed, we are free to make a new and higher purpose of being. Maybe it's a new relationship, a new career, a new home. Whatever our new purpose, there is finally nothing holding us back. By this point in your life, you're on stage and you're ready to perform and live out your ultimate dreams, intentions, and desires for your life. You have tamed and healed your wounded ego and connected fully with your authentic self, spirit. And you exude the spiritual beingness of your true self, who understands how to control your ego, live a compassionate, loving, and peaceful life. You live life with more awareness and you don't waver much from God's grace. Your well is full of more understanding and trust that all your experiences are gifts from God and the universe, and you're grateful for them as they help you to evolve on your path as a spiritual being having a human experience here on earth. So I just want to say that, you know, I came up with these eight virtues, and, you know, by following and choosing to stay on the path of forgiveness, you know, my life has played out to be filled with miracles and blessings. There's, you know, it's not perfect and there's always challenges, but the more that you know that God and the universe, the angels, you know, they have your back, they're with you on that high road that you choose to take, or you may want to consider to take, you know, your life truly, truly flows a lot more peacefully, as well as you experience a lot more synchronicities and just, you know, beautiful, you just have more beautiful experiences. And so now I'm just going to close today's show with a short meditation on forgiveness. So, and I'm taking it from You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, that book. So I'm just going to play a little bit of music. So just relax, take a few deep breaths in, and just release. Close your eyes and listen to me as I send you these words to warm your heart and your mind. In the infinity of life, where you are, all is perfect. I welcome change. You're willing to change. You choose to change the things. You choose to change the words you use. You move from the old. It's easier for you to forgive than you thought. Forgiving makes you feel free and relaxed. It is with joy that you learn to love yourself. The more resentment you release, makes you feel good. You're learning to choose to make a difference. All is well in your world. Okay, and just take a deep breath in and out and come back to your space and focus. So if you have any questions or suggestions for topics that you'd like to discuss, you can email me at keisha@birthofangels.com. If you'd like to book a spiritual life coaching session or angel session with me, you can email me at keisha@birthofangels.com. If you feel that there's some things that you want to kind of let go of from the past, you're feeling stuck and you're not really sure how to remove the blockages and you need some assistance there, you can, like I said, just get in touch with me. Thank you again for tuning in to my Blog Talk Radio show with Keisha, your host. Love and light, and wishing you a beautiful October until we connect again on Tuesday, October the 27th for my next radio show. Until then, blessings and namaste.